So I just want to highlight that it is the last day of the G20 summits here in Toronto. And everywhere that the G20 and G8 policies and structures hit, they are met with violence through war and occupation, through increasing hunger, through increasing poverty. And everywhere they meet, they are met with resistance. From Pittsburgh to Genoa, we've seen this time and again. They are met with resistance because of the violence they are inflicting on people around the world every single day. And now, with the $1 billion security budget here in Toronto, we have seen that thousands of cops have come in to Toronto, into our community, and used that force and used that brutality against the community members here in Toronto, against community members from other places who have visited us and who have said that they also disagree with G20 and G8 policies and structures. We have seen that riot police have not been protecting their precious cop cars that we are seeing on television. They're not protecting the windows, but they are encircling groups of people when they are in smaller groups, and they are taking their batons and they are taking their shields, and they are using that against the people. In numerous jail support rallies that we have had in the past 24 hours, where people are going to the jails to support their friends as they leave, we are finding that cops are also meeting them there with brutality. Riot police, armed cops are circling them, are telling them to leave, and they're not providing an avenue for them to do so. They're then circling these demonstrators. They're snatching them. We've seen plain-clothed cops snatch several demonstrators who are supporting their peers coming out of jail. We've seen them being snatched, being thrown into cars. We have seen cops prepared with tasers. This is not acceptable when we are already resisting the G8 and G20 violence, the violence that comes from their structures and policies. So I'm just going to introduce Ryan White from the Movement Defense Committee, which has been helping the over 500 people who have been imprisoned.
Hi, folks. So my name is Ryan White. I'm from the Movement Defense Committee. We're a collection of law students, lawyers, community activists, who are working together throughout the summit and before the summit to provide, or at least to facilitate, connections with lawyers, with criminal lawyers, to those people who are arrested. And so I'm just going to give a quick report back on what our legal observers who are out in the streets with the protests are seeing, and also some of the conditions in the jails that are coming back to us, which I have to say are absolutely deplorable. And I also want to talk a bit about the levels of shocking police brutality that we're seeing, both things that I've personally witnessed, but also that we've seen from legal observers that the Movement Defense Committee has that are out in the field, and also that we're hearing reports of. So, as far as the Toronto 500 is concerned, we've been told that, so what's first of all happening is that throughout the whole day and yesterday as well, police have been moving around, and I think just kind of almost like armed gangs. They come in, they swarm people, they grab them. We've had protesters collecting outside of the detention center on Eastern Avenue. We've had protesters throughout the city. All of them have been in some way, shape, or form assaulted by the police. Those protesters who are being taken into custody, what we're seeing is that they're often not being given timely access to lawyers. We're having people wait up to 14 hours to make phone calls so that our office can assign them criminal counsel. They're being denied access to, or timely access to, duty counsel. Protesters are being held for up to 8 hours without water. They're often being given minimal food over a 10-hour period. They're often being held 7 to 8 per cell. And even though they're seeing that larger cells are unoccupied and are not being used. As far as what we're seeing on the ground, one of the things the Movement Defense Committee has been providing has been legal observers that have been going out to pretty much every single march, who are watching the protests, who are taking part in the protests to see what is happening. And I want to touch in particular on one protest earlier today at the Jail Solidarity demonstration down on Eastern Avenue. Beforehand, we had a large number of Movement Defense Committee reps there. We also had members of the community who were there, who were organizing. The police came out, they talked to us, we negotiated a route, we negotiated space that the protesters could use. We received assurances that protesters would not be arrested unless there was some sort of issue, such as violence. We saw absolutely none of that. All we saw instead was we showed up, people were on the sidewalk, police instead charged into protesters, where people fell, they were grabbed and dragged behind police lines. We saw plainclothes police officers with batons out. We had a number of people arrested. Over the last few days, we've had legal observers arrested who were watching protests. And it's just the level of brutality at that protest was, I think, just absolutely unfathomable. To see the way the protesters were just being picked off by the police, the way that the police were just moving in, firing either false tear gas shots into the crowds, hitting people with batons, all sorts of stuff. So it's something that now we're calling on people to do is to recognize the fact the protesters are being wholesale denied their rights under the charter to counsel, to be dealt with in a humane manner, that we're seeing that the police with their prisoner processing center, I think we're hearing reports back from our criminal lawyers who are out there that they've lost control basically of the center, that they have no way of processing people, and that as a result these delays are starting to infringe upon the rights of those individuals who are there, you know, the protesters, the community members, the people who've just been grabbed. I know that media has been grabbed. I've heard reports of a number of different media members who've been grabbed, and we're asking people as a result to phone your MPPs, to phone your MPs, to phone groups in the area or anyone who you can think of to say, look, we need to take a stand, that we need to ensure that people have their right to protest protected, and we need to make sure that those people who are being arrested are dealt with in a humane way and are having their rights respected. So we're asking that people start to push that as hard as possible, because what we're seeing out there is simply unacceptable, and it is just making the situation worse.